hold me in your loving arms and make me whole. Wipe away all doubt and fear. Please take my pride. Draw me to your love. Keep me by your precious side. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus.
Blessed Father,
life to Jesus, let him fill your soul. Let him take you in his arms and make you whole. As you give your life to him, he'll set you free. You will live and reign with him eternally. Jesus, oh, Jesus, Jesus.
Let's talk to Father.
Father, 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 Father.
Good evening. Good evening. I welcome you to our daily show, Time to Meditate. I welcome you, just be ready. I have just entered to our show with this song that says Jesus by Jimmy Swaggart. Just prepare your heart, be ready. I welcome you. It is 6:05. It's our daily show of Time to Meditate. Now, just enjoy this song. As I welcome you, I make you to feel warm so that we can continue with our show. I am Pastor John Mamabolo. Today it is Tuesday, the 14th of August 2018. It's an important day for me. Now, just keep on tuning in. You will hear more about this day as we continue. We sing this song by Jimmy Swaggart, Living Waters.
Let your Holy Spirit come and take control of every situation that has troubled my mind. All my cares and burdens home to you I roll. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Take control. Hold me in your loving arms and make me whole. Wipe away all doubt and fear. Please take my pride. Draw me to your love. Keep me by your precious side. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus.
Blessed Father,
Father, oh, Let him fill your soul. Let him take you in his arms and make you whole. As you give your life to him, he'll set you free. You will live and reign with him eternally. Jesus, oh my Jesus, Jesus.
Let's talk to the Father.
Father, Father.
It is awesome. It is awesome. It is awesome. It is awesome. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Jesus, 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 Jesus. Now we are continuing. It is awesome.
By the grace radio.
BCCSA. Bronchitis Complaint Commission of South Africa. By the grace radio. You decide a manana amabu uchibuchi ambamu rata. Utona nilane wala huning a doctor. With Pastor Mrs. NB Mamabolo. 12 to 3 p.m. Time to mediate with John Mamabolo, 6 to 9 p.m. Whipping my dust for the night by joy comes in the morning with Pastor Patrick Mundebele, 8 to 9 a.m. Different colors, white people with Pastor Nathan Kolofero Malachi, 9 to 12 a.m. Streets Healing and Talk with Samuel Malapani. 3 to 6 p.m.
Yeah, we have played two songs before we start. Actually, it is a song by Jimmy Sackett that is saying, "Let your living waters flow in my heart." Now, that is a song that I played. I used that song to welcome you in our show, a daily show that is called Time to Meditate. With me, Pastor John Mamabolo. Now you are with me in our station by the Grace Radio, station that bring hope to the hearts and souls of the people. Our WhatsApp number is 083-289-4658. That is a number that you can interact with me in the studio. Or you can send us email to the radio at bythegrace.org. Or you can Skype us on our Skype, which is BTGM Radio. Or you can chat to us on our website, www.radio.bythegrace.org. Then on your right hand side, below right, then you can click chat there. Then you can chat to me now. So now tonight, as I told you that it is the 14th of August 2018, it's a beautiful day. It is a wonderful day. As you keep on tuning, as you keep on listening, you will understand why we are saying today is an important day. Now, there are scriptures that we are going to read. The scriptures that we are going to meditate with. But every time before we start this show, we open this show with a prayer. Like I can say now, I know that some people, they are driving. They are on the road. driving to a different place. Some they are driving to work, some they are driving from work. To those who are from work, maybe in your road where you're driving, there is a traffic. But I want to say to you that as you keep on driving, as you meditate with me, we are going to make sure that you arrive home safe. Keep on listening to us. Keep on interacting with us. Whoever who have just joined us for the first time, we welcome you, we love you, and we appreciate your listening. We appreciate your time. Now we are going to pray. Before we pray, let me just play this a song that we are going to pray with. And then after that, we will pray, inviting God. It just say, "Let it rain" by Bishop Paul.
Open the floodgates of heaven. Let it rain. Let it rain. Open the floodgates of heaven. Let it rain. Let it rain. Help me, somebody say it tonight.
Open the floodgates of
heaven.
Yeah, remember I told you that I will just play this song, and after it we will pray. That let it rain. Let it rain in your life as I pray now. We are praying. Let's pray. Daddy, I'm praying tonight, this wonderful evening, in our daily show that is called Time to Meditate. Daddy, I pray, I say, Lord, forgive us everything that we have done. Forgive us, Lord, what we have done. What we have done. Forgive us, Lord, our sins. Forgive us, Lord, for not doing according to your word. Forgive us, Lord, for not following your laws. As we start this show, as I start this show, I pray to each and every listener who is listening now, who is going to listen, who is going to listen to this podcast. It may be next year, it may be tomorrow. I'm saying, Lord, as we start this show, bless us, Lord. Restore our heart, because it's time to meditate. And I believe, Lord, that you are going to bless us. You are going to be with us. In the name of Jesus, I pray for each and every listener. I pray for each and everyone, wherever they are. I'm saying, dear Lord, be with them. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name. I thank you, Lord, because you are the Lord. And you will always remain God forevermore. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Amen. We have just prayed. We have invited God in our show tonight. And I believe that God is going to be with us tonight, to each and every listener who have just joined us now. I say to you, you are welcome in by the Grace Radio, station that bring hope to the hearts and soul of the people. You are with me, Pastor John Mamabolo. It is a beautiful day. It is a wonderful day, the day that the Lord has made. And I believe, and I know, that your life will never be the same again. As I speak now, I know, and I believe, that there are people who are driving to work. Some are going to work. But I'm saying to you, just be ready. Just be ready. Your life will never be the same again. Today is the 14th of August, 2018. And the time is 6:22. Now tonight, Pastor Patrick as well, he will be joining us. And Pastor KK Malaji will be joining us. And Mercy will be joining us as well. And together with Kokejo Mkanzi, he will be joining us tonight as well in our show. It's going to be awesome. Time to meditate. As I told you that it is a beautiful night, and it's awesome. Now, just prepare your heart. We have prayed, we have invited God. It's going to be awesome. It's going to be awesome.
BCCSA, Bronchitis Control Commission of South Africa. By the grace radio, you decide a man about Timothy and Mamu Rata. What's on a Naneola? Who need a doctor? With Pastor Mrs. MB Mamabolo, 12 to 3 p.m. Time to meet with John Mamabolo, 6 to 9 p.m. Whipping my last. For the night by joy comes in the morning with Pastor Patrick Mundebele, 8 to 9 a.m. different colors, one people, with Pastor Nathan Kolofelo Malachi, 9 to 12 a.m. Streets Healing and Talk with Samuel Malapani, 3 to 6 p.m.
Now, as I told you that the visitors will be joining us tonight in our studio. Pastor KK will be joining us. Pastor Patrick Mundebele as well will be joining us. And Miss Olivia will be joining us. And Kweke Jomkanz will be joining us. Now, remember I told you that today it's a wonderful day. It's a day that the Lord has made. Now, let me say, on this day, I myself and I, Pastor John Mamawulo, that is a day that I was born. Now, we are going to talk much about in the book of Deuteronomy, but mostly we will be interacting with our guest, so that they can explain who is this John Mamawulo that they've been talking about from in the morning. Now, they are going to tell us much more about John, where he comes from, who he is, and I will be also adding more about myself. Remember, you are in the By the Grace Radio station that brings hope to the hearts and soul of the people, just for a soul. Just for a soul. Now, let me just do this. We will come back. And I just want to welcome our visitors. And let me just play this song. There are two songs that we'll be playing as I welcome our visitors. It will be a song by David G., My Trust in the Lord, followed by Jimmy D, Psalmist. And when I come back, then we will continue.
Lion of Judah, my trust is in you. Ancient of days, my trust is in you. I am that I am, God. My trust is in you.
Yeah, remember I said to you, that I was welcoming our visitors, so it's going to be awesome. Now, let me just give you the scripture that we are going to meditate with. You are in By the Grace Radio, station that brings hope to the heart and soul of the people, just for a soul, whatever it takes for a soul. Now, we are going to read the book of Deuteronomy chapter 6, verse number 5. That's a scripture that we are going to meditate with. As I told you that today it's a beautiful day, it's a wonderful day, and I am excited, I am very happy. So let me start by saying, those who are celebrating this day with me, those who were born on this day, many years ago, some were born last year, the very same day, some were born last of last year, some were born 20 years ago, some were born 15 years ago, some were born 21 years ago, some were born 25 years ago, some were born 29 years ago, some were born 31 years ago, and I'm celebrating this day with them. I want to say to them that as we meditate, as it is time to meditate, I want to say to them, to everyone who is listening, if you know that your birthday today, if you know that your mother is birthday today, I want to give you this word, that happy birthday to each and everyone who is birthday today. It may be your father, it may be your mother, it may be your child, it may be yourself. I'm saying to you, as you celebrate this day with me, we are celebrating together. I'm saying to you, happy birthday to you. Many years ago on this day, I was born to a beautiful family of the late Bishop M.J. Mamabolo and Pastor T.E. Mamabolo. Now it's time to meditate. The scripture that I gave you that we are going to meditate is Deuteronomy 6, verse number 5. That's a scripture that we are going to meditate. To those who are still on the road to go home, I'm saying to you, drive safely. Those who are on the road going to work, I'm saying to you, drive safely. By the Grace Radio loves you very much, and we appreciate your listening. We appreciate you. Just take care of yourself as we meditate. I welcome each and every listener who have just joined us now. I'm saying to you, feel welcome. You are in a station that bring hope to the hearts and soul of the people. The scripture that we are going to read tonight is on Deuteronomy chapter number 6, verse number 5. Now I'm broadcasting in our station, in our studio at Rubber Ridge, and that is where I'm broadcasting from, and it is awesome. It is awesome. I am very excited, and keep on listening. You are going to learn more. I promise you that when we finish this show, your life will never be the same again. Every time I say to people, this show, the reason why this show is called Time to Meditate, is like, for example, it's like when you look at the mirror, like you think of what you did and you correct it. If what you did you are proud of, and then you are making sure that tomorrow you are going to make something different. Then if you didn't make things right, and then you are saying, as I meditate, tomorrow is going to be an awesome day. You can chat to me, interact with me on our email address, which is radio@bodygrace.org. You can chat to me on our WhatsApp number 083-289-4658, or you can call us again on the very same number, or you can call us on 073-269-2731. You can chat to us on our website www.radio.bodygrace.org. You just click on the there's a button there called chat. You can chat to me and we can interact. It is a beautiful day, the day that the Lord has made. As I speak now, I know and I believe that there are people, some of them they are on their way to the stadium, some they are on their way home, some they are on their way to work. But I'm saying to you, as by the Grace Radio, we love you and we appreciate you. Now I'm going to read Deuteronomy chapter 6, verse number 5. Before I read, let me just do this. Let me just do this. As I told you that I'm going to read on a scripture, Deuteronomy chapter 6, verse number 5. Our visitors, they will be joining us. They are already around. Now they will be just joining us. And Deuteronomy chapter 6, verse number 5. Today it's a beautiful day. It's a wonderful day. It's an awesome day. Everyone whose birthday today, I want to say, happy birthday to you. May God add more years and more days to your calendar. Now, I don't know how was your day today. Like, to some people as I speak now, some were dismissed at work. They were fired. They told them that you are fired today. And some of them, they were fired in a wrong reason. You were fired on something that you didn't do. But I want to say to you, hang it there. God is with you. Some people were fired because they did what they did. But still, I want to say to you, hang it there. God is with you. He will never leave you. Now, to those who were hired today, continue to do your job in a correct way. Now, I like when in the book of when Paul was saying that he is working with his own hands to support himself. And when you read in the book of Proverbs, it's saying those who are lazy, they will not eat. Now it says those who are not working, they will not eat. The reason why I'm saying this, that those who got their job today, I'm saying to you, keep up, keep it up. I know it is not easy. You know, wake up in the morning to go to work is not easy. As I say that many people, they woke up at around 4 o'clock. Some woke up at 5, some woke up at 6, some woke up at 7 with one reason, that we are going to work. Now is the time for us to meditate. Now is the time for us to reflect of the day. Now when we reflect, we look back of what we have achieved. We look back of what we didn't achieve. That is the reason why we are meditating. Now, I welcome you. I am excited. You are in the radio, by the Grace Radio, station that brings hope to the hearts and soul of the people. Now, let me read. You can read with me. I don't know with which language do you have, will you prefer, but I'm going to read it in the English Revised Version, verse number 5. It says, "You must love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your strength." Now here, when we read, is when God spoke to Moses. Now, when Moses was telling the Israelites, because Moses was telling them what God has told him. Now, Moses, every time Moses was going to the mountain and praying, now God was able to speak to Moses. God was able to direct Moses. That is why on Deuteronomy chapter 6, verse number 5, if you can study it from verse number 1, you will understand that that's the great commandment. Now, God gave Moses great commandment that Moses can tell the Israelites, that the Israelites, they can live with the commandments. The Israelites, they can live according to the great commandment that God gave the Israelites. Now, when you start from verse 1, it will tell you, it will say to you, let me just read so that you can understand why the part of saying, verse number 5, when they say, you must love your God with all your heart. Why? Where is this coming from? Now, when you read in verse number 1, it is saying, these are the commands, the laws, and the rules that the Lord your God told me to teach you. Obey these laws in the land that you are entering to live in. Number 2, it said, you and your descendants must respect the Lord your God as long as you live. You must obey all his laws and commandments that I give you. If you do this, you will live a long life in that new land. Now, that is what I'm saying. If you understand, Moses is saying to them, I give you this laws, what God told me. He said, I give you this commandment, I give you this laws, I give you this rule that the Lord your God has teach me, that I should teach you. Now, that is why when you read number 4, it says, listen, people of Israel, the Lord is your God. The Lord is the only God. Now, let me tell you tonight. The Lord is your God, and the Lord is only God. Now, in verse number 5 that I said we are reading, that we have just read, in Deuteronomy chapter 6, verse number 9, that is a great, great commandment, that you must love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your strength. There are three things that you need to do to love God. You can't love God with one thing. You can't love God with two things. You must love God with these three things that I'm going to mention tonight. Just keep on listening. And I'm telling you, you will be excited. I'm telling you that your life will never be the same again. I'm telling you that when we finish this show, when you reflect, you will see that now I can conquer tomorrow. Now I can conquer everything. Because we are in a show called Time to Meditate. With me, myself and I, Pastor John, Mama Bolo, in a station that is called By the Grace Radio. Station that bring hope to the hearts and soul of the people. And I believe that God is going to bring a joy. God is going to restore your soul. God is going to give you a hope. He's going to restore hope to your heart and soul. Now, let's just do this as we are meditating. I just read that scripture on Deuteronomy chapter 6, verse number 5. Then let's do this. Let's just do this.
I'm not afraid.
by the grace radio.
Yeah, so that is who we are. That is who we are. Now, remember our scripture for tonight is Deuteronomy chapter 6, verse number 5. Now, I read it with the International Revised, with English Revised Standard Vision. Now, I want to read it with the Message. Now, the Message is saying, love God, your God, with whole heart. Love Him with that is in you. Love Him with all you have got. That is the Message. Now, when we read it in Good News, it's saying, love Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your strength. Now, there are three things that we need to do. There are three things that we need to follow. Because it's saying, you must love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your strength. There are three things. You can't say you love a person, you only love a person with the heart. You can't say you love a person, you only love a person with the soul. You can't say you love a person, you only love a person with your strength only. You need to love a person with three things. When you love a person with your heart, when you love a person with your soul, when you love a person with your strength, you are able to do what that person say you must do, because you love a person with these three things. I think the reason why you see people, they don't do things because they love a person. They only love a person with one thing. A person will say, I love you with heart, but he doesn't love you with the soul. He doesn't love you with the whole strength. Now, that is why many people, they say, you can only see love by action. That is what they say. In other words, the action means it's a strength. When you love someone with heart, you love someone with soul, you love someone with strength. That is what God commanded. That is what God told Moses. You should tell my people that they should love me with their whole heart. Not only, you know, with the whole heart. Now, people, they used to say that, I can't love him with the whole heart because he will hate me. Because I know that as I speak now, they are people who are hurt because they have been disappointed by the people that they love. Maybe the person said to you, I love you, but you found that you gave a person your whole heart, and the person now, he hate you. But now, Moses is saying, God told Moses that you should tell my nation, you should tell my people that they should love me with their whole hearts. They should love me with their whole hearts. You must love me with your whole hearts, with your whole soul, and with your strength. You first love God with your whole heart, because everything starts in from the heart. Everything starts from the heart. Now, that is why here it started by heart, which is the first thing, number one. Love me with your whole heart. Not only heart, like your whole heart. Okay, let me just give you a story or a scenario of what I had. Because if you give somebody your heart, in other words, you are saying, rule me, rule me. Now, I just want to give you this story. I think you may understand it. Now, I heard that there was this man. Now this person was giving an example of showing that when you love someone, you must give someone everything. Like, you must give someone your heart when you love someone. Now, when Moses was saying, he was saying, you must love your God with whole heart. Meaning, you give God your heart. You give God your heart. And then God will be able to control you. Now, let me continue with this scenario. Now, there was a man who had a house. Now, he somehow decided to sell a house. He said, now, I'm going to sell my house. Now, this man agreed that, okay, fine, I will buy your house. Now, he agreed, but the man said, okay, what I'm going to do, as you are saying, you are selling your house, I don't have a problem, I will buy your house. Now, when I hear this story, they are saying the man decided to buy the house, and the owner of the house said, okay, I sell the house, but this nail, I'm not selling it. Now, remember, he said, I'm selling you the whole house, but in this house, this nail, I'm not selling it. Now, when I hear the story, they are saying the owner took his jacket, he put it on the nail in the certain room. Then he went. Every time he was able to come, entering there, he said, I'm going to take my jacket on the nail. Now, this person was trying to show us that when you love someone, you must give someone your whole heart so that nothing can come. You know, that's what I'm saying. When Moses was saying, you should love your God with whole heart, he didn't just say heart, he said your whole heart. Because the heart is very important. The heart is very important. Now, that is why you must love your God with whole your heart. With whole your soul. With all your strength. Now, while we are there, let me just give you the referral scripture. In the book of New Testament. In the book of Mark chapter 12 verse number 30. Is a referral of Deuteronomy chapter 6 verse 5. It also says, love the Lord your God with all your heart, all your soul, all your mind, and all your strength. Everything is all. You love God with your whole heart, with your soul, all your soul, with all your mind, with all your strength. In New Testament, it talks about four things. But in the Old Testament, in the Deuteronomy, it only talks about three things. Which is what? It also talks about four things. Well, which is heart, soul, mind, and strength. There are three things. Four things that you should love God with. It is heart, your soul, your mind, and your strength. Because people, they say, where your heart is, that is where your mind is. Where your heart is, that is where your mind is. Where your heart is, that is where your body is. Where your heart is, that is where your soul is. Where your heart is, that is where your strength is. That is why it started by heart, because heart is very important. Where heart is, that is where your soul is. Where your heart is, that is where your mind is. Where your heart is, that is where your strength is. I mean, I never seen someone saying that I love this with all my heart, but he's doing something different. Now, meaning you don't love that. That is why people, they say, you must practice what you preach. You must practice what you preach. You know, when we were growing up, there is this guy, they call him Johann Amatridas. There's a song that he used to sing, saying, more than one kind of love. Now, I don't know, in this modern kind of love, what is the love that you have towards God? Because Moses said, we should love God with the whole heart, with whole soul, with whole mind, and with all our strength. Now remember, in Mark chapter 12:30, it's our referral scripture to support, to show you that also in New Testament, it was there that even God mentioned it. Because when you read in that Mark 12:30, when you start from verse 28, let me just read there so that you can understand. It says the great commandment. Remember in Deuteronomy 6:5, it talks about the great commandment. Now, in verse 28, you see, one of the teacher of the law came to Jesus. He heard Jesus arguing with Sadducees and the Pharisees. He saw that Jesus gave good answer to their question. So he asked him, which one of the commandment is the most important? Jesus answered, the most important command is this, people of Israel, listen, the Lord our God is the only Lord. Okay? He was quoting in the book of Deuteronomy. Now, 30 said, love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your mind, with all your soul, and with all your strength. It's the first commandment, which is an important commandment. All the commandments, they're important, but this one, it's an important one that you should start with. Before you come to the other commandment, before you come to the other law, you should come to this commandment, this great commandment, that you should love God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, with all the strength. Okay? That is what it is saying. Now, let me give you another scripture again. Another scripture. Matthew chapter 22, verse 37. Jesus answered, love the Lord your God with all your heart, all your soul, all your mind, and all your strength. Now, in Matthew 22:37, it only mentions three things, which is heart, your soul, and your mind. But actually there are four, which is your heart, your soul, your mind, and your strength. Now, let's go to Mark chapter 12, verse 33. And you must love God with all your heart, all your mind, all your strength, and you must love others the same as you love yourself. These commandments are more important than all the animals and the sacrifices we offer to God. Now let's do this. You are still in it by the Grace Radio, station that brings hope to the hearts and soul of the people. You are with me, John Mamabolo. It's time to meditate. This is a daily show that we always have from 6 o'clock until 9 o'clock. And today is the 14th of August 2018. Remember when I started the show, I said it is an important day. Someone was born on this day, and we are celebrating with him. So during our show, as we continue to meditate, we will talk much about, we will just talk with that person again and understand how is he understanding about this day of today. And remember, we're still meditating. You're still with me. So now, let me just play this song that saying that my trust is in the Lord. And then after that, we will continue. This song is by David G. Then I'll play this song. Then we come back. This person is just showing that his trust, his love, his strength is in the Lord. Just listen to this song. This song is by David G. My trust is in the Lord. We are still meditating. You are with me, myself and I, Pastor John Mamawulu. Now our visitors will join us just now. And it's going to be awesome. It's going to be awesome. And yeah, it's going to be awesome. God is great. It is 14th of August 2018. It's an important day. Remember I told you that it is a day that the Lord has made. And I said, those who are born today, we celebrate with them.
Time to meet with John Mamawulu, 6 to 9 p.m. Weeping my last for the night by joy comes in the morning with Pastor Patrick Mundebele. 8 to 9 a.m. Different colors, one people with Pastor Nathan Kulupero Malachi. 9 to 12 a.m. Streets Healing and Talk with Samuel Malapani. 3 to 6 p.m.
Yeah, so it is awesome. It is awesome. Now you are in by the Grace Radio Station that brings hope to the heart and soul of the people. Just for a soul. Now, Pastor KK is joining us. Now let's do this as we welcome him. Let me just do this as we welcome him. We do this. Sigijime. Let's argijim, let's kijim. So I just welcome you with this song. Let's just dance this song as I welcome you.
Okay.
Thank you.
Mruti, we're still running, yeah? Mruti, we're still running.
Yes.
Yeah, welcome you. I welcome you. That's a song that we are playing. I welcome you to our show, Time to Meditate. It is the 14th August, 2018. The time is 17 past 7. You have just joined me now. Time to Meditate. Now let's just listen to this song a few seconds. And then I was just making you feel welcome. I was making you that you can feel welcome as we are meditating. It is awesome. It is awesome.
By the grace radio, BCCSA, Bronchitis Complaint Commission of South Africa. By the grace radio, you decide a man on a mobile Mamu Walter. What's on a name? Who need a doctor? With Pastor Mrs. NB Mamabolo, 12 to 3 p.m. Time to mediate with John Mamabolo, 6 to 9 p.m. Whipping my dust for the night by joy comes in the morning with Pastor Patrick Mundelele, 8 to 9 a.m. Different colors, one people with Pastor Nathan Kurufero Malachi, 9 to 12 a.m. Streets Healing and Talk with Samuel Malapani, 3 to 6 p.m.
Mruti, I welcome you officially to our show, Time to Meditate, with me, Pastor John Mamabolo.
Yeah.
So, how was your day, Mruti, today?
First of all, let me just thank you, Mruti, for welcoming me into the studio. And then let me also thank God for granting us this opportunity once more again to be in the studio to broadcast the kingdom of God.
Okay, I hear
and
you.
And secondly, let me just that my voice is not appropriate. But let me just say happy birthday, Mruti. I'm really arranging a song that on next month when we go on an assignment, we will have to sing Happy Birthday.
Okay.
You know, in a kwasa kwasa kind of way.
Yeah, in a kwasa kwasa kind of, yeah.
Happy birthday, Mruti Waga. Happy birthday, happy birthday, happy birthday.
I thank you, Mruti. I said to our listeners that we are going to talk much, even though we are meditating with the scriptures that I gave our listener, which is 3 Timothy 6, verse number 5. It talks about you must love the Lord with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your strength, and with all your mind. So that's a scripture that I'm saying we are meditating. But I said to them that we will talk much about this man, John Mamabolo. Who is he? And where he's coming from, where he's going, what is he doing in life, as you you said happy birthday to him, and we thank God for him, for being a part of us in life. So we'll talk much about him. So as we meditate now, as you have just joined us now, and I think in a few minutes Pastor Pet will join us, and Macy will join us as well, and Kokejo as well will join us, so that we will meditate together. Now, let me just go back to maybe, let me just do this. Like the scriptures that we read, Mruti, we were reading in the book of 3 Timothy chapter 6:5, when the Bible talks about when Moses when God told Moses to go and tell the Israelites that they should love God with all their heart, with all their soul, and with all their strength, which it was talking about three things. But now, when we go to a New Testament, in the book of Mark chapter 12:30, it talks about four things. It talks about the heart, the soul, and the mind, and the strength. Now, he started by saying that we should love God with all our hearts. In other words, the reason...
That's which chapter? Mark chapter?
It's Mark chapter 12:30.
12:30.
Yeah.
Okay.
It talks about four things, which is the heart, the soul, the mind, and the strength. But on Deuteronomy, he was talking about three things, which is the heart, the soul, and the strength. No. He started by heart, because he knows that where the heart is, that is where the soul is. And where the heart is, that is where the mind is. Where the heart is, that is where the strength is. In other words, that is why he started by heart. Because if he could have started by strength, I mean, you know, because everything starts from the heart. Before it goes to the mind, before it must start from the heart. Yeah. Now, that's the scripture that we are meditating with tonight on our show. That we should love God with all our hearts, with all our soul, with all our minds, with all our strength. Because I just said to our listener that you can't say you love someone, but your action doesn't show. Now, you can't say you love someone, but your mind doesn't show that you love a person. So that is the scripture that we are meditating with, Maruti. I give you time now to...
Yeah, thank you so much, Maruti. You know, I like the way this man, Mark, puts it.
Yeah.
And, you know, there's something, as I'm busy looking at the scripture, that it seems like God wants us to stretch this love to every fiber of our being. To a point that he's talking about emotion, our heart. He's talking about our thinking abilities. He's talking about our feelings. And now, when he talks about our strength again,
yes,
you said something that, you know, where your heart is, that's where your treasure will also be. So now, I also feel that God didn't really confine or limit our love to him on just our ways that, you know, I love God, but your strength is saying something different. You know, your strength speaks of your ability to work. And as a result, when you talk about your strength, you can, that's where we talk about your money. You love God with your money. You cannot say you love God, but your money is far from God, because that's where your strength lies. That's where you use your physical strength. So at that time, when you say I love God, we will have to look again at your strength. Where is your strength? If your strength is at your business, where you spend your strength, then even that strength has to love God. You see, that's how this man is trying to stretch it to a point that he's trying to say, love God with everything that you have. This, if you look at these sections, the way he's splitting them, he's simply trying to say, love God with everything that you have. And what you have, let it speak that, yes, I love God. It's like this man is saying, if we are to take your strength and we say, there is your strength, and we separate you from your strength, and you say, I love God, by the time we approach your strength must speak the same language as you. He's saying, your strength must say, I love God. Then if we split your thoughts from your body must say, I love God. Even your mind separately must say, yes, I love God.
Okay.
So that's how this man is trying to split this thing that we must love God with everything that He has.
I hear you, Murut. So let's do this. As we continue, Murudi, I just want to read this part. It talks about this man, John Mamawolo. Who is he? Now we will just so that it is his day, so we are celebrating with him as well. Now this guy Kujo on Facebook, he just wrote something. He's saying, waiting for me fail is like waiting for God to die. One more. I'm happy to the fullest. I choose John Mamawolo, happy birthday timer. That's what he's saying. Now we, to our listener, we are still meditating. You are with me, Pastor John Mamawolo, and I am with Pastor KK in a studio. We are meditating together. It is a 14th of August 2018. To each and every listener who have just joined us, we welcome you, we love you, and keep on listening to us. And when we finish here, believe in me, your life will never be the same again. Now, I'm going to read this paragraph on www.johnmamawolo.org. It talks much about John. It said, biography of John Mamawolo, the president and founder of By the Grace Ministry and By Grace Solutions. John Mamawolo was born 14 August at Rasuhopo, Limpopo Province. He is the second child, firstborn son of the late Bishop and Pastor J.E. Mamawolo. He did his primary school at Mancha Primary School. In 1991, he was doing Standard 1 by the age of 7. And was able to read, study, and understand the Bible, in brackets, the Word of God, and pray. The same year, he and his friend used to go and work at ZZ2 after school. The same year, when he was praying, he felt the touch from above that changed his life. And he was baptized with the Holy Spirit. He started preaching. Now, let's stop it there. We'll continue with the second paragraph. Now, we are still meditating, Murudi. Now, as you were talking there about the heart, that there's no other way that you can, where your strength is. I mean, where love is, that is where your strength is. Meaning, as I was saying that, If I love someone, I'm going to make sure that I use my strength to provide because I love him. Now you see, Murudi, what surprises me is when people, they say, we really love God. Yeah, you know, they say I love God. The way I love God. But the way they love God, it somehow... you know, what they say is not what they do. That is why I think that is why when God told Moses to tell them that they should know that they should love God with all their heart, not only with all their heart, because I just gave a scenario or a story of what I had to our listener. So I don't know, maybe you heard the story, but I don't know if you heard it while yeah. So now this story, they say there was a man who decided to sell the house. He had a big house. The house was very, very, very big. The way the house was very big, like, he decided to sell it. But the person who was buying the house said, it's fine, I'm buying the house. But the owner said, okay, I sell you the house, but on this house, this nail, I'm not selling it. It's my nail. It's my nail. Now, every time this man, he was coming there and put his jacket, he hang the jacket there, he goes. But he said, I sold the house. Now, every time he comes there, he put the jacket on the nail. And then when they ask, he said, no, but I sold the house, but this nail, I didn't sell you this nail. So what I'm trying to say is, the reason why God told Moses that we should love God with the whole heart, not half heart. Because if I love God with the half heart, maybe I say this nail is for somebody. Now it's gonna create a problem. It's gonna create a problem. That is why the first important thing is heart. Because when we go to the referral verses that we can refer with, which I mentioned during our show, I said Matthew 22:37. It talks that, yes, Jesus answered, "Love the Lord your God with all your heart, all your soul, and all your mind." But it doesn't mention the strength. Okay, it mentioned three things on Matthew. Now, when we come to Mark 12:30, it mentioned four things. Love the Lord your God with all your heart, all your soul, all your mind, and all your strength. It mentioned that. Now, when we go to Mark 12:33, it said, "And you must love God with all your heart, all your mind, all your soul." Okay? Now, when we go to Luke 10:27, it's saying, "The man answered, Lord, love the Lord your God with all your heart, all your soul, all your strength, all your mind." Four things now. Because where your heart is, that is where your soul is. Where your heart is, that is where your mind is. Where your heart is, that is where your strength is. Now this verse it talks about. Now, even if when we go to Deuteronomy 30:6, the Lord your God will make you and your descendant want to obey him, then you will love the Lord your God with all your heart and you will live. So meaning, for us to live, we must love God with our whole heart. Now, I leave this to you, Maruti, to just before we go to our shops, and then we will welcome Macy, and we will continue.
Yeah, you know, Maruti, the issue of loving God with everything, it also reminded me of John 3:16, when the Word of God said that John puts in, he says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son." So now it seems like this man, John, when he's trying to describe his son, his only begotten Son, it's everything that God has. It's everything. That's why in Hebrews 1, the Bible speaks of Christ. It says Christ is the fullness of God.
Yeah.
The express image. So, he says that up when the sign that you love a thing or someone with all that you have is when you give your best.
Yes.
You give your best to that someone. So, in other words, now when he says love God with all your heart, in other words, he's giving us an assignment that we should look into our heart and say, what is it in my heart that I can express my love to God inside my, you search your heart. You open things inside your heart. It's not, oh, this one, let me love God. Everything, I take it out and say, now my heart, remove everything inside you and say, now loving God. I'm sending you, I'm expressing my love to God through everything that is in my heart.
Yeah.
Then you go into your mind, you go into your strength, you do the same thing, that everything there begin, we are loving God now.
Yeah.
You see, that is one of the signs that you are loving God with everything that you have inside.
So now, okay, I just want to ask this question, Maruti. Okay, if I say I love someone, but I don't go all out, does that mean that I love that person?
What I can say on that, it's a compromise. it's not fully love. It's not love at its complete. It's a compromise. Because it's like for us, let me just make this rough example.
Yeah.
That in our, the way we were brought up, especially in our African culture, immediately when you say you love a person, you love a woman, let's say you are a man,
yeah.
say, I love this woman.
Yes.
It doesn't end there, whereby you just say, okay, I love her, we just continue. You know, if you are moving in that area, yes, we will just say, no, he says he loves him, but nobody's really going to believe that your love is genuine. And one of the signs that you really have to make is the decision to marry this one. So you are giving her everything that you have. So if you are saying, if somebody says, I love this person, but they don't give their all, then their love is not yet complete. We have every right to doubt if they truly love.
Yeah.
Because love does not withhold. If you truly love, you will not withhold. You will give your all.
Okay. So I hear you, Maruti. I hear you. So now, how can we see that really this person loves God with all heart? How can we see that, okay, really, Mara, this person loves God with all heart? Can we say when a person goes to church every Sunday, does that person love God with all heart?
Going to church could be counted among them, but in the priority list, it's not the first thing we are going to look at.
Okay.
Because it's possible people go to church for different reasons. And then some of them go to church so that they can benefit, they can get a miracle. Some of them, they just go because they are bored, you know. But although going to church, when we look at on the priority, first of all, is when you go to church, what is it that you do when you go to church? Then that will begin to make us say, oh, yeah, no, he's going to church, or her going to church is of the love, is based on the love of God.
Yeah.
So some of the things, like for me, the first thing that makes me say this person loves God is when they give God everything.
Yeah.
They give God their the worship, the praise.
Yes, yes.
They live for God. They give. It's like God gave us the life, His Son, Jesus Christ.
Yes.
The life that the Bible says, whosoever shall believe in Him shall have eternal life.
Yeah.
He gave us life, and now it is our responsibility to live that life for Him. We are giving Him back the life. When you live a holy life, you are giving it back, and that's some of the signs that say, no, this guy loves God. And then, of course, when it comes to expressing your love, working for God, you know, those are some of the expressions of love. Committing your works to the Lord, you know, you will see that's when we begin to see your commitment in the things of God. If there is a ministry, you are committing yourselves, you are working, you are a worshiper. We begin to see that, no, man, this person is giving their time, is giving their money. Then we can say, yeah, this person loves God now.
Okay. Now. I just don't understand you, Murud. Okay, I hear you very well, that if this person is committed. Now, if somebody... I agree with you 100% that if somebody is committed, like, because you can't commit to something that you don't love. I mean, it's impossible that you can just commit to something that you don't love. No, you can't, because obviously you need to commit on you take, like. Like, for example, like, how can I say, like, those people who love soccer.
Yeah.
People who love soccer, the way they love soccer, they don't mind spending or traveling from. I know my friend who is a Sundown supporter. Now, he traveled from Pretoria to Cape Town. He doesn't miss any game, because I think he shows that he loves the certain team. Because I don't think that, Muruti, I can say I love, for example, I love Kaizer Chiefs, but I wear a Sundown t-shirt. It doesn't make sense that you can't say you, okay, for example, you love a Kaizer Chiefs, but I wear a Pirates t-shirt. Or then I don't love it. I just support. Like I don't love it, because when you love something, you go all out. I tell people that they will understand things. When you love somebody, you must go all out.
Yes.
Because I can't say I love you, but I don't go all out.
Yeah. You can't say you love someone and, you know, it's just a talk. You know, I like it when they say talk is cheap.
Yeah, talk is cheap.
You can always say, no, I love you. But there's nothing to show that there's no commitment. You know, you spoke something about commitment.
Yeah.
Commitment is another thing. It's a very important, very, very, very important role as far as expressing love is concerned.
Okay.
It's one of the highest forms, you know, when you commit yourself.
Okay.
You know, like you are giving an example that a friend of yours will travel miles and miles, you know, just to go and watch and support and be there. He will pop out every amount just to go and watch, support and be there.
Yeah.
So it's a serious commitment.
Yeah.
It's unlike somebody who just says, I will go. I will only go if maybe they come near me. If they don't come near me, I won't go. If it's far, I won't go.
Then
we see, but yet you say, I love soccer.
Mm.
You see, you don't really love soccer.
Yeah, I hear you, Marut. I hear you.
Because we have to see by your actions, the way you move, your commitment over a long period of time that, no, this is love.
Okay. I hear you, Maruti. So let's just do this. Let's just do this, Maruti. Yeah, Marut, we're still meditating and it's awesome. Let me just read this part as we continue to celebrate the life of Pastor John Mamawolo. Now, it's saying that in 1992, he moved from Ramancha Primary School to Makabeni Primary School, where he was doing Standard 2. And he started preaching at assembly. The same year, his father went with him at a place called Mafefe in Polokwane with African Bible College student to preach, doing house-to-house preaching. He continued to preach. Now, in 1996, he was promoted from primary to high school, Makaveni to Mcheudi, where he did Standard 6, and he continued to preach during morning assembly. The same year, he was selected as president of LCM, Learners Christian Movement, and lots were happening. Learners were responding to the call of God. He was baptized in water. Now, let's just stop here. We'll continue. Now, we are still meditating, Maruti. It is 7:50. 10 to 8. We're still meditating.
Yes.
Mercy will join us in 2 minutes. We will get Mercy. But as we continue, Maruti, on that part. Now, I want us to look at 1 John chapter 5. Verse number 3. Now, it talks about loving God means obeying His commandment. And God's commandment are not too hard for us. In other words, as we are saying that it said we should love God with the whole heart. Meaning, loving God, if you love someone, you must do the way that person wants you to do. Meaning, if I love someone, the first thing that you love that person, we will see when you respond to the call of that person.
Yes.
So that is what it talks here. That is what it talks. So that we should love our God with all our heart, with all our soul, with all our mind, with all our strength. Because loving God is to do and obey His commandment. And God's commandment are not too hard for us. In other words, if we say we love God, we must follow His commandment. If He said we mustn't lie, then we mustn't lie. If we said we mustn't date, then we mustn't date. If we said we mustn't drink alcohol, we mustn't drink alcohol because we love Him. No, the problem is, Maruti, people are doing things, they are changing things, they are doing things vice versa. We do things that they can fit our standard. When I read the Bible so that it can fit my standard. Now, I change it so that it can support what I'm doing.
Yeah.
So what can you say, Maruti, there?
This verse is very, very crucial here. Because it's 1 John 5, verse 3.
1 John 5, verse 3.
Yeah. And then it says, for this is the love of God.
Mm.
So it still speaks about the same love that we spoke about, that love God. So it again says, this is the love of God. So we love God with the love of God. Of course, we do know that there are many, there are different kinds of love.
Mm.
But now, here it talks about the kind of love that is talking about, verse 3 says, for this is the love of God, that we keep His commandments, and His commandments are not trivial.
Yes.
So, it reminds me of when we were still young.
Yes.
Very, very young, around 5, 6, 7, 10, when we were still teenagers, and 16 years, those years, you know, at home they would say, you should come back home before 5.
Mm.
And they would say, no, if you come back before 5, after 5, you will be, you will get a serious beating.
Yeah.
Now, I remember those years, I used to be angry with my parents. You know, I thought maybe they were trying to deprive me of a nice time, and because there were some of my friends who were going out, you know, the following day they would say, hey, we went home around 2 a.m., we're at this and this place. And I was angry with my parents.
Yeah.
I was saying, no, they can't do this to me. They can't do this to me. And by then, I was obeying them, but I was just doing it because I was afraid of getting a serious beating. I was very angry for those years, you know, teenager. I was very angry. I was always moody, you know, thinking they hate me. They are out of fashion. They are old fashion. Until Muruti, I remember there was a time, one of my friends, I lost one of my friends, and it was night. It was at night when, you know, we were supposed to go out, the three of us, and go to a place where we just sit and relax. But for one reason or the other, because I was afraid of getting a beating, I stayed at home. Then the two of them went out, and then they were at the lodge, the pub somewhere, they were drinking and all those stuff. And story cut short, some guys just stormed in, and unfortunately, they killed one of those guys.
Yeah.
And for some years, I couldn't really understand. But now, when I matured, I became of age.
Yeah.
I understood that the reason why they were saying I should not come back home after 5, they were protecting me, and they were loving me, and they were trying to get the best out of me. They were shaping me, and it was for my good. And now, when I was matured, I still had that thing, I should not go home after 5.
Yeah.
But now, this was for a different reason.
Mm.
I did it with understanding and with the love. I love my parents to a point that I had to obey them.
Yeah.
So my proof to them that I love them, when they say now, even now, when they say don't come back home around after 5, I still do that.
Yeah.
But now, the thing is that now is because I love them. I realize I obey them because I love them. I'm not forced to obey them.
Yeah.
I obey them because I love them, because I know that their principles and their laws, their commandments, was for my own benefit.
Okay.
So my proof for them that I love them is when I obey what they're saying. I don't disagree. I don't come against their laws. When I'm under their roof, when they say 10 o'clock we switch off the lights, I have to switch off the lights.
Yeah. I hear you, Murut.
Because I love them.
Yeah.
That's the difference. So when you love someone, you keep, so he says, this is the love. We obey them when we keep his commandments, and his commandments are not grievous. This is the love that he's talking about.
Yeah. So let's just get Messi, Murut, but I want us to get her with this song. I will get there now.
Let us see the way.
Mercy, how are you?
I'm good, thanks. How are you?
Yeah, we welcome you to our show, Time to Meditate, with myself and I, Pastor John Mamabolo. I am with KK Malaji. We are saying the Teto Marnadel Tswanela. It is the 14th of August 2018. And we are excited tonight to present this show. We are welcoming you. As we play this song, feel welcome. And we will continue just now. Welcome you and feel welcome. Hello.
Hello.
Yeah, we welcome you. Feel welcome. We welcome you to our show. As I mentioned before, I am with Pastor KK. Pastor Pat will join us in 5 minutes. Now we are meditating. Let me just feel you welcome. So, how was your day?
My day was very long and busy, but it was okay. Thank you.
Oh, it was okay.
Yes.
Murudi KK, how can you welcome Mercy in our studio?
So Mercy, we welcome you on this day. I'm going to give you a chance, not long, to sing for Murudi a very good happy birthday short song in a short while. So just be preparing your voice.
Thank you so much for the welcome, Murudi. I am preparing my voice. Yeah. All right.
Yeah. So we welcome you, Mercy. We were meditating with the scripture. Deuteronomy 6:5, it talks about You must love your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, with all your strength. I want you to tell us, how do you understand, like when we say somebody loves God with the whole heart, how can we see that, okay, here is mercy. Now, how can we see that this person loves God with the whole heart, with the whole mind, with the whole soul, with the whole strength? Because the Bible says, people, they used to say that where your heart is, that is where your soul is. Where your heart is, that is where your treasure is. Where your heart is, that is where your mind is. Where your heart is, that is where your strength is. So I want us to tell us, how, if we say that this person really loves God with the whole heart, I mean, what are the symptoms? You know, the symptoms that we can say this person really loves God with the whole heart. How can you see that person?
Okay, for this one, I'm going to come from different angles with the answer.
All right.
Okay, so, but one first, when they look at us, or another Christian, that living like a Monday. So from our appearance, the way we speak, and then how we dress, that is how they can see that we love God. That's how they feel like they can see that we truly love God. But they listen to how you speak, how you live your life, how you are committed to the work of God. That is how they judge.
Okay. Hello? Yeah, I hear you, Messi. I hear you.
Yes.
So, but you're not answering this question. You said, but Malfat, I'm saying, like, okay, we as a Christian, how can we say that, okay, we see Messi. Messi, every Sunday, she goes to church. Messi, wherever they go, she goes. But can we say Messi loves God? I mean, can we say that okay, Messi loves God? Wherever, what can we say?
Based on the issue, I go to church every Sunday and I go wherever everyone goes.
Based on that
issue? No.
Okay. So. Because
no, I don't think so.
You don't, yeah?
I don't think that we can say a person loves God because we are Christian every Sunday and then everywhere revival here now all the way.
So what? Okay. What is that can we say that this person loves God? I mean, what is it? A thing that we can say? Yeah, no, this one we see.
Most of the time, it has to do with how you live your life, how you present yourself to the world. And then, again, it's good to do more, the way we present our corona, the way you live your life, the way you speak, it has to do with those factors and much more things that I cannot explain.
Okay. I hear you. So, Murudi, what can you add? What can you ask?
I think she has a point right then that basically, like I said earlier on, that God gave us the life of Christ. And now, how we now live that kind of a life will determine how we love him and appreciate him.
Okay.
So, meaning that one of the way in which we show the world and we show God that we love him is when we give him back our life, we give all our everything. That's how we get to know that this person loves God.
Okay.
When they give him back the best.
Okay.
From every level, from every point, starting from your emotions, you know, your feelings, your plans, your marriage, your career, your money, how you work around that, it will really show us how much you love God.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay, I hear you.
So that's the life, basically how you are living. So that's why sometimes it confuses the world when we say we love God, but our life, in our actions, you know, we hate, when somebody hates people, doesn't love people, they live a reckless life. But with their mouth, they say, I love God, I love God. It seems contradictory.
Mm.
Because what you say and what you live, they are two different things. They don't mean.
Yeah.
Then you can say, no, you are not serious. If you say you love God, you are not serious. You with your life, the way you are living your life, then you are not serious.
Yeah.
Mm. So at the end of the day, it's how you live. The life that you receive, how you are living it back to Christ or to God, is what determines your love towards God.
Okay, I hear you. So now let's just read here, Muruti. We remember we were just reading the life and the life of. So now let's just read. Now they are saying, same year in 1996, he met Pastor Mike Slaelo, who invited him to preach during youth service at Sekgopo Assemblies of God Fellowship under the leadership of the late Bishop J. Mapunya. And by then, he was staying with his grandmother and his brother Timothy so that they can be next to Mchudi High School. And the same year, he met Apostle Franz Ramalesa and we started praying and fasting together. They started praying and fasting together. Now, in 1997, he met Isaac Marke, who is now a pastor. He preached to him, and he became friends. He introduced him to prayer and fasting. The same year, he met Isaac Masidu Selatla. They became friends, and they met Ingrid Ramapuputla, now is Mama Muruti Macheke, who organized fasting and prayer. The same year, he met Klaas Mutupa and they became friends. Now, let's do this now. We continue meditating. We're busy reading the life of Pastor John Mamawolo. Now, because today is his birthday, he is birthdaying with people who are birthdaying today. Now, but we're just reading his life and yeah. Now, we are continuing, Muruti. We're reading 2nd, we are reading Matthew 10, verse 37. It still talks about the love. But now it's saying, those who love their father or mother more than they love me are not worthy of me. And those who love their sons or daughter more than they love me are not worthy of me. Hey, it's tough, this one. It's very tough, Muruti. It's very tough. Mercy, it's very tough. Very tough.
What?
No. This is saying, okay, let me read it. It's saying, those who love their father or mother more than they love me are not worthy of me. And those who love their sons or daughter more than they love me are not worthy of me. Remember, he's saying we should love our God with all our heart.
Uh-huh.
Meaning, if you love God with all our heart, I mean, he's the one who can take, because you can't love, when you love someone, you take your heart, you give that person. You can't give another heart. You can't give your heart to someone because you already gave your heart to someone. So meaning when I love God with all my heart, and then according to Matthew is saying, if I love my parents more than God, I'm not worthy to be his follower. Now if I love my daughter, my son, more than him, I'm not worthy to be part of him. So what can we say about that, Muruti and Miss?
Hey, Muruti, that verse is is very strong. It's very, very strong. And it needs a careful interpretation.
Yes.
But what basically here God is saying, you know, God is a jealous God.
Mm.
And now, let me, before I try to explain it a little bit, let me give a literal example.
Mm.
And then that will help me to explain what I'm trying to say.
Okay.
Let's take for example, I'm working for a specific company.
Yes.
Where I wake up every morning, I clock every morning, at the end of the month, they give me my salary due.
Mm.
And then that's where I work.
Yes.
Basically.
Mm.
So, and for some reason, because of being working there, I have accumulated quite a number of assets, and I managed to buy this and that. I'm driving a very nice car, and then I've got a boss. Then my boss is the one that is basically paying my salary.
Mm.
So this man, mm. I cannot lie. He's very important to me.
Yeah.
He's playing a very major role in my life. But now, let's take this man, and let's now say I am given a point whereby I have to choose whether to my biological parents
mm.
and my boss.
mm.
You see, these two are very, very important in my life.
Yeah, yeah.
Now, but let's say my mother or my biological parent is at a critical point
mm.
whereby I'm the only person, I'm literally the only person
yes.
who can go there and save them.
Yeah.
And then when I'm at work and now I have to leave and my boss says you choose either your work or your parent.
Mm.
You see, it's a critical thing now because he's trying to make me choose things that in actual sense, I shouldn't be choosing that.
Yeah.
I shouldn't be caught in there because how can I let somebody I am from, that is
mm.
somebody that is my life,
mm.
for something that I just got along the way?
Yeah.
My boss is important, but my biological parent is more important than my boss.
Yes.
So now let me come again to our parents and God.
Mm.
We are from God.
Yes.
Through our parents.
Yes.
So if we come to a point whereby we can even sin and go to hell as a result of our parents and neglect God, then there's something that is going to be wrong there.
Mm.
So in other words, you know, Muruti, this thing reminds me of some years when we were preaching. We went to a village and we were preaching in a village.
Mm.
And then when we were busy preaching, there was this young lady. She was around 18, 21, somewhere there. And then she was into witch doctor. She was being trained. She was in a twasan.
Yeah, yeah.
And then now, when we went there, we preached the gospel. I remember we made an altar call. She was the only person who came forward.
Mm.
It was, the place was packed. She was the only person who came forward. And she said, I want to give my life to Christ.
Yeah.
And I've heard you. She was crying. She was, and people were laughing because she was still wearing those robes and those dukus and everything.
Yeah.
And then now we prayed for her. We prayed for her. Then she got saved. Now, after the service, she remained behind.
Yeah.
She said, I've heard you and I've accepted the Lord and I'm very proud and I feel relieved. She's so happy. She said, now, the problem is my parents.
Yeah.
If I choose to go with the ways of God,
mm.
it means I will lose my parents.
Yeah.
And if I choose to the ways of my parents, mm. then it means I lose God.
Mm.
Then now it came to a point whereby it head down. We said, you know, it's hard for us to say this, but you are a grown-up person now.
Mm.
And God is more important than your parents.
Mm.
God is even important more than our own lives.
Yeah.
At this point, that's where you have to make a very critical decision that, you know what, I leave everything behind let the dead bury the dead. Let my parents remain behind. This is a sober decision whereby I choose God.
Mm.
So that's where it says, if you come to a point whereby you have to choose between God and your parents, and you choose your parents, you are not worthy to follow God.
Yeah, yeah. It's tough.
Salvation is that point of saying, no, God is life. How can you say, I should choose my parents and not choose life? God is actually life.
Yeah, yeah.
Then she had to say, you know what, she had to go back home and say, parents, I love you so much. You have raised me, I appreciate you, but if I had to choose you between God, she chose God. And up to today, she's still marching on. God has showed her much grace and much faith.
Okay.
So one thing I've realized, once you choose God, God will not leave you.
It's true.
He will always come through.
But what are you saying, Muruti? As we speak now, there are people who are into that situation. I remember in somewhere in 1997, there was this lady in her home. They were keep left, pass right. Ne?
Mm.
Now they were fellowshipping there. Now, what happened is she accepted Jesus. After accepting Jesus, at home they said to her, no, you choose either with us or this Kodinyanayos. You know what they say? Kodinyanayos, wow, that's what they say nowadays. Now, the lady decided to choose God. And during the process, the family started to see God through the lady. So, what we are saying is, everyone who is listening to us now, it is very important. Because to choose God. I mean, it reminds me when Joshua said to the Israelites, he said, me and my family, we shall serve the Lord. Now he gave them a choice to choose. Now they had to choose. He said, either you go there, but me and my house and my family, we shall serve God. So let's just do this, Maruti, and then we will have Pastor Patrick now. But before we go to Pastor Pat, let's just do this. Let's just play this song by I Have Made Up My Mind by Donny Matlen. Then we will get Pastor Pat. We are by the Grace Radio station that bring hope to the hearts and soul of the people. I am with Pastor KK and Mercy in the studio. We are meditating. Now let's just do this.
Well, then we're going to sing us some Jamaican songs. But if we sing them, you got to get out of those seats and you got to dance like you're really from Jamaica. Or your parents were from Jamaica, parents were from Jamaica. But I want you to be true to who you are.
I up, and I won't turn back, cause I want to see my
dream. Hey, Muruti Dumela. Hello?
Hey, well, how are you?
I'm fine, and you?
I'm great.
We are welcoming you to our show, a daily show, Time to Meditate with me, myself, and I, Pastor John Mamawolo. I am with Pastor KK, and I am with Mercy. And then we are just saying, I have just made my mind as we welcome you.
And greetings to your wonderful listeners, and I'm very excited to be part of the show tonight. Greetings to Muruti KK and Sethi Messi. Thank you so very much for coming.
Okay, let me just play this song, then they will welcome you as well, and we will continue. Time to Meditate. Yeah, we can, Pastor KK, it's your time to welcome Pastor Pet.
Ruti, thank you so much, Ruti Mama Wolf, for the opportunity. Let me listen to Messi in the studio more. And then let me welcome you, Pastor Mdebele. We welcome you to the service already in program. Have you in the service.
Thank you so very much, Maruti. It's very exciting to hear that already. The fire is burning and you're up in the mountain already, and I'm beginning to wonder who is the sacrifice and where is the sacrifice.
Yeah, so Messi, now is your time to welcome Pastor Patrick in the studio. Messi?
Oh, hello, Messi.
You may have
Ah, wow, welcome to the show.
Thank you so very much. Whenever there is a female voice, as mellow as yours in the show, we know that there is color. It brings so much color and a lot of great
things. Yes, I can't wait for the show.
Yeah, so it's awesome. We are in a station that brings hope to the heart and soul of the people. Just for a Soul by the Grace Radio. Our website is www.radio.bythegrace.org. Our email address is radio@bythegrace.org. Our WhatsApp number 0832894658. You can even call us there to that number. You can call us on Skype, BTGM Radio, station that bring hope to the heart and soul of the people. You are with me, myself, and I, Pastor John Mamawolo. A daily show that we always have time to meditate from 6 o'clock until 9 o'clock. I am with Pastor KK, I am with Mayor C, I am with Pastor Patrick. I believe that when we finish the show, they will sing for me and a wonderful song. And before we continue, let me read what I just stopped reading there. As we celebrate the life of Pastor John here. Now, let me read. It's saying, same year in 1996, the ministry called Jesus is Passing was formed at Sehopo. He was the founder, Apostle Ramulesa, Pastor Isaac Maake, Mr. Isaac Maponya, and Pastor Muloto were the co-founder of the ministry. And due to separation, the ministry did not last. The same year, his father, spiritual father, mentor, and his pastor, Bishop Mamawolo, introduced him to the present ministry. Same year, he did the Bible course with the World Outreach Bible School, where he obtained his diploma in Bible theology. Now, in 2001, he completed Standard 10, which is now called Grade 12. And he was nominated the best learner in math as the class of 2001 got 100% pass rate. In 2002, he applied at different technicons and he was admitted at Cape Town, Cape Tech, which is now called Cape Peninsula University of Technology. where he did mechanical engineering. In the same year, 2001, he met Dasko Mamrovela, and they became twin. Okay, let me stop here. We'll read further. Now, Muruti, we are reading a scripture, Deuteronomy 6, verse number 5, where it said, you must love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your strength. Now, before you joining us, we were in on the verse Mark Matthew 10:37, when it say, those who love their father and mother more than me, they are not worthy of me. And those who love their son's daughter more than me, they are not worthy of me. Now. So I just want to give you a chance, Muruti, to narrate or to put this like the way you understand Deuteronomy 6 verse number 5 and so on.
Are you now back in Matthew 10 or are you now back to Deuteronomy?
Okay. Now it is two. I gave you two chapters. So it's up to you where you want to start with.
Okay. I think already with the present presence of J.K. Malachi and the presence of downloaded and shoot, and I'm very excited just to be part of the show and actually to be more of a person who is a learner today. But I also just am very captivated by firstly Deuteronomy, you know, that Moses is before they come to the land that flows with milk and honey.
Muruti, you are breaking. I think you need to get a proper place. It seems that you are. We are losing you.
How am I now?
Much.
If there's any difference.
A little different. 0.1.
Okay.
Try again. Okay, yeah, you can continue now. It seems that you must go on top of the roof there. So yeah, on top of the roof.
On top of the roof.
Yeah, then.
Top of the table for now.
Okay, it's fine. We can continue.
Okay. Yeah, this is Frank. Thank you so very much, man of God. You know, I was just saying that in Deuteronomy chapter 6. God is preparing Deuteronomy with the verse of just right now, Deuteronomy chapter 6. The Lord is preparing the children of Israel what they should do with their souls and with their hearts and with their character before they go or before they come into the land that is flowing with milk and honey. And I find it very interesting that amongst the things that he said was, love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your understanding. You know, meaning that you should at all times make sure that you devote your entire life, your entire activity to God. Because I believe he understood that when you reach a point of greatness, if you are not having your backbone in Christ, if you're not having your feet in Christ, if you're not having your heart and your soul in Christ, it's very much possible for you just to worship even the very wealth, you know, that you accumulate. So I think Moses here has the mouthpiece of voice. It's very important. Israel must make sure that in everything they do, they never forget to devote themselves to God, to devote themselves to Christ. You know, obviously, they understood Christ differently than we understood Christ in the New Testament, as you have rightfully quoted the book of Corinthians. You know, they understood Christ as a shadow, whilst we understand Christ as the and whom we know much better.
Okay.
You know, so to love the Lord, to give your entire life, your activity, your character, that which the Lord wants you to do, the greatest thing that a man can do.
Okay. So
there's no greater thing you can do. There's no greater thing you can do in life. There's no greater thing you can do in life that is greater than loving the Lord with all your heart, with all your mind, and with all your understanding. There's nothing greater than that.
So let me just ask you this, Murud. I have asked Macy. I said to Macy, okay, if there's a person, okay, let's say there's Macy. Every Sunday, Macy, she's going to church. When they say service, she goes there. She wear that angel, you know that angel?
Bura.
That angel Bura Bura, yeah.
I know it.
Yeah, now she goes there every Sunday. Now, will we say that Macy love God with the whole heart?
Well, there's a difference between, you know, some there are people who believe that they love God, they only love the Spirit. They like the idea of God. Some they like the benefits of God. You know, there are so many people which love the vision of God, and they don't love the God of providence.
Emruti, we are losing you. We are losing you. You are breaking. Go back on top of the house again.
Okay. I probably would sound much better now, I believe, with faith.
Okay. All right. Continue.
Amen. Loving God is shown by your mind, by your heart, by your activities, by your character, by your integrity. Show that you are indeed devoted to God. And when you speak, your very words are seasoned with so much and with so much word of God. You know, it's not necessarily about scripture knowledge or about scripture memory, you know, but living the very word of God, you know, walking it, talking it. You know, so to answer you briefly, I would say not every person who goes to church loves God. You know, some people are just excellent churchgoers, you know, but their lives, they don't represent or they don't resemble the fact that they love God. Loving God, in essence, it cannot be equated to attending church.
Okay. Now I hear you, Maruti. Now, okay, let's just do this. Today it is the 14th of August, 2018. Someone was born. Someone was born on this day. Now we are reading the life of this young man.
A young man.
I don't know, yeah, but it's a young man, so yeah. We are reading now before we read, let's just do this. Okay, let's just say Living Waters by Jimmy Swaggart, and then we will read further and we will continue as we celebrate his life.
Let your Holy Spirit come and take control. Every situation that has troubled my mind, all my cares and burdens home to you I roll. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Spirit, take control. Hold me in your loving arms and make me whole. Wipe away all doubt and fear. Please take my pride. Draw me to your love and keep me by your precious side. Jesus. Jesus, Jesus,
precious Father, Mercy, I know, can sing this song. She can sing this song. This song that is playing. Okay. So it is awesome. It is awesome.
So am I supposed to sing?
No, it's fine.
Okay.
I was ready for that.
My voice is bad, so I don't know how I'm gonna even meet the baby songs later.
Yeah, no, you gonna sing, Messi. We're gonna sing, so we're still continuing. So before I continue, I want us, Messi, to tell us in brief or in short how do we know this young man that we are celebrating his life today? In short.
It's short. A long story, Moses.
Okay. We listening.
Okay. They're supposed to be young men. I met him in December 2009. Yes. I didn't even know him, but he knew me. I don't know how, but he just did.
Hey, right. Okay.
And then the young man, I thought he was my blood brother because my father said he's my brother. Suddenly, he's married my sister. Okay.
Please, Pastor, continue, please. I'm under great anointing here. Please continue.
Suddenly, he's not my spiritual father. How about what's happening now?
Can you upgrade?
Okay. And then, now, okay, suddenly we are moving up and down with him. What's going on now? Okay. And then now, Mujimu Uru placed under his leadership. Hey, God is good.
Mm.
So, this young man, he happens to be the founder, the president of by the Grace Minister, and we gotta appreciate God for you because now we learn. We learn through the ministry. We learn through the words that Mujimu Ale found Jonah. So, Yeah, it's been a nice journey, no speaking it. It's good.
Okay.
Yes, yeah. He's my big brother, isn't he?
Okay. No, okay, I hear you. So let me just read this part, and then I'm going to come to Pastor KK to tell us about this young man. Now let me read here. They are saying, in 2004, he moved from Cape Town to Pretoria, where he did electrical engineering light current. He met Lakima Weber, and they became friends. And he continued to preach the gospel. The same year, he met challenge, and he continued to study until he complete in 2005. In 2006, he moved from Pretoria to Rustenburg to stay with his sister, Shiwu, and his brother, Timothy. The same year, he met Dixon Mlauzi at the church called Shekinah Glory, where he was sound engineer, and he joined him as a sound engineer, and he was repairing the cables, and etc. and etc. Now, in 2007, he was called to do an in-service training with Telkom SA. He moved from Rustenburg to Gauteng. At the same year, he completed his training with Telkom, and he worked at Siemens in 2008. And he was attending church at Peniel Praise Center, where he was a sound engineer. Okay, let me stop here. Now I come to Pastor KK. He must tell us, we are ready and listening.
Oh, okay. Thank you so much once more again. Where do I start? I start at the end or somewhere in the middle, or should I be in the thing at the...
Where do you want to start?
Let me just go around. Just find anything dark in you. Just think. Talk about sound.
Yeah.
Guy, this man of God, though. You know, there's practically, literally, a lot I can say about this man.
Mm.
But I think I got to know him. It's not long. It's not been long that I got to know him. I think it was 2014.
Yeah.
Somewhere there was a crusade in Kanana.
Mm.
And then through the connection of the late Rose Mage, and then that's how I got to know this man. And when I was invited, he invited me to come and preach at the crusade, the revival day. Well, for me, I have to accept those years. For me, it was just one of those invitations. There was nothing around it. It was that thing, I don't know. There's this invitation. No, let me go there. I will probably get to know the man when I get there.
Mm-hmm.
Well, then we thank God that the crusade went well. Then I think for some few years, there was a bit of silence. But although we kept talking, you know, we kept talking, and then few invitations from there. But now something happened some few years back. I can't recall when. I remember there was an assignment, this other assignment, and then this man of God was supposed to transfer money to certain people.
Yeah.
And now... By the grace of God.
We're not sure.
A miracle money. I throw a miracle money into my account.
Yeah.
So then I called him. I said, "How is it, this money?" He said, "Hey, this money was supposed to go to these people. And I don't know what happened because I punched their, everything is still correct. I punched their number, everything is correct, but it went into your account."
Mm.
And now we were wondering what happened. He checked again and we punched the correct thing, but it went into my account. And now I said, no, it's fine. You know what? Because I think it was already Friday and they were supposed to be leaving the same Friday. I said, you know what? It's fine. On the next assignment, count me in.
Then we agree. But now, while I was just randomly sitting, it was just dawning on my spirit. And for some reason, my spirit was being connected to the spirit of this man. And I said, Lord, what is it, the burden that you are laying inside my heart concerning this man? Then we went to the crusade. And I remember I was supposed to preach on Saturday. Now, before I was going to preach, I was alone. And as I was busy praying, it was like when that man gave me, when that money landed into my account, it was like his heart was lending into my heart.
Mm.
And I remember I was crying alone. I said, Lord, I've never seen a man in my time who has a heart for your work like this man.
Mm.
I was troubled. I remember I cried a lot. I cried. I even called one of my friends. I said, you know what? I'm amazed at this man. I now see them at the heart of this man. It was like his heart was given into my hands. I said, Father, I will partner with this heart. I want this heart. You see? So when my heart became one with his heart, that's when I said, Lord, I began to see him more than he is. I began to see the heart that God has given. I said, Lord, I respect this heart, and for that sake, I'll connect with this man's mission. Where he goes, I will follow. And ever since then, wow, this man has become a very good friend of mine, you know, a leader and a colleague. You know, we share, we laugh, wow. If there's a man who can lay down his life for a soul in a generation, let it be this man. I seen him, you know, there were times where we'd go on missions and everything like it's like impossible. And in my heart, I'm like saying, this one is impossible. And he will be there, you know, doing everything. And when I look at it, it's not like he's benefiting anything in the physical realms. Father, what kind of a man is this one? And that made me I was defeated. His mission became my mission. I said, Father, what you have laid in this heart, this man's heart, is what I care. And wow, I just become emotional. Every time I talk to my friends and everyone, I said, there's this man. If you can get him, his mission will just challenge you. What he is up to, the things he has gone through, and yet he still remains positive and faithful to the work of God. That's what, for me, settles everything, you know. So I can really become emotional about this man, but he is such a lovely man. Oh, what a humble man. You know, his humility reminds me of this great man, Reinhard Bonnke. You know, those men that will walk with God in the miraculous, they will preach, things will happen, and when they are here, you will even be amazed, or isn't the same person. I mean, he's supposed to be lionic and all, grrr, but you will be laughing, you will be doing. You say, this is the heart of God. You can see God through him. So I am so enjoying his ministry, being a friend to this man, a friend and a partner in the ministry, his family, ever since then. And my prayer, you know, for a day like this is that God, may you keep him for many years, and may you empower him for many years. And I still believe, Hori, his ministry will go beyond the border.
Mm.
Now, I don't want to prophesy. I will just I feel a prophetic thing moving inside. I will just leave it. I will leave it. I don't want to go deeper, Papa.
All right.
Go deeper.
Let's just do this.
I will leave it right there.
Let's just do this. We will come back. Let's just do this.
Grace Radio, Josh Woody, Shoe, BCCSA.
Bronchitis Complaint Commission of South Africa. By the grace right to you, you decide a manana amabu chimoti amabu wata. Utona mi nane wala, who need a doctor? With Pastor Mrs. NB Mamabolo, 12 to 3 p.m. Time to mediate with John Mamabolo, 6 to 9 p.m. Whipping my last for the night by joy comes in the morning with Pastor Patrick Mundebele, 8 to 9 a.m. Different colors, one people with Pastor Nathan Kolofero Malachi, 9 to 12 a.m. Streets Healing and Talk with Samuel Malapani, 3 to 6 p.m.
Yeah, we are still meditating. It is 5 to 9, but we're not gonna sign soon now because we are still meditating. We are still celebrating the life of Pastor John Mamabolo. I am with Mercy, and I am with Pastor KK Oga. I am with Pastor. Patrick, yeah, so we are Pastor Pet, so we are meditating. Now, let me just read what I have here, and I'm going to give to Pastor Pet to say whatever he wants to say. I know he got lots that he will say. They all have a lot of things that they can say.
Yeah.
We are by the Grace Radio Station that bring hope to the hearts and soul of the people. Now, let me read, continue reading. In 2008, he was invited to come and preach at Reform Fellowship Church during its service. And he saw this lady, who is now his wife, Beryl Levia. Something kicked in him, and in 2009, she accepted his proposal. Now, in 2009, he applied at MTN for graduate program, and he met Shadrach Nkuna, the Khabiso Mafereka, Tebogo Lebogo, whom they studied this together. The same year, another ministry called God is Alive Ministry was formed, and he was the founder. Pastor Isaac was part of it, and the other three and Isaac were the co-founder. God was preparing him for the great mission and work. Okay. Now let me stop here. We will read further after this. Let's just sing. Let's play this song. This song was recorded live at Ramatri in one of our assignments. I love this song very much. It's a reggae style. And I will play this song. We will continue to meditate, and when we come back, Pastor Pet will usher his weight, and it is awesome. Thank you. Muruti, I with that song, I was preparing you to utter. To utter you with that song that it was playing, only you can do what no man can do.
Yeah.
I
where you know, it just becomes you know, as Muruti KK was saying, where does one start? You know, I was picturing this very well decorated, beautiful dish where Gamo sighting, you know, there's seven colors. There's and you just look at this wonderful plate, and as you want to dine and you think to yourself, where do I start? You know, do I start with a beetroot? Do I start with a ganama? You know, but to be brief, rather, We celebrating a great day today. We celebrating a day where the founder and the president of the Grace Ministry, the day when he was born, still a very young man, but he's very mature, and he's very old in the things of God. And when I had gotten to know him, I saw him first before I could talk to him. Obviously, you know. I saw him, we have these so-called Assembly of God Fellowship annual events, or annual word, you know, convocations, for a word. And I saw him, it must have been 12 or 13, somewhere around there. And we never really spoke. I just saw this looking man, and there was a thing to it then, because you just look at people who pass, but notice people. And then I believe it must have been a year after that when I was tasked to minister in Assembly of God Fellowship Convocation, Pastor Convocation, which happens every year. So I think he got to actually know a little bit about me there, because I asked to minister my thing. Yeah. So after that, we just we connected. We had some conversation and we exchanged numbers, you know, as usually do with a lot of people, obviously, when pastors meet together. And no, not this point is another dose of a. Okay, thank you, sir. You know, so.
Good to you. Good to you.
You are showing me to the den of lions, yeah?
This spooty saying, I want to hear this spooty saying. I want to hear this spooty.
And then Gamono to my boots and wear as a keep on or a was like more a monogara gisaifu. Well, nevertheless, I thought, well, he's in the pastor's convocation, so what could go wrong? He's a man of God, you know. One day he invites me. So one day he gives me a call. He said he'll give me a call, and I thought, oh yeah, he'll probably say that. You know. So he gives me a call, and when he gives me a call, he invites me to you you know, to come to one of the crusades which they had arranged us by the grace, you know. And so I pray about that. I pray about it before I could actually know whether God allows me to go there or not. So as I pray about it, everything was saying yes. And I was the only one that was saying no, you know. Because of the impression that I got, you know. I thought, yeah, man, you know, you see, Maruti Mamulo has never been really the person that looks very, very important and untouchable. And you know, there are those people that you are afraid to even shake his or her hand, you know. So he's welcoming. He even though he has been given a very extraordinary ministry, the ministry of by the grace and his ministry and his prophetic ministry, he has such a humble heart. And eventually, I gotten to really know more about him on the crusade. It must have been 4 or 5 years before. And from there, we just connected like a brother connects with another brother, you know, not like Abel and Kay, but as Jonathan and David, you know. So ever since then, we've never looked back, and God has been so good, and I've learned so much from him. He's a man of God. He loves God. He loves to go out there and minister to the soul. He has such a burden, you know, the soul, and not stopping, you know. That's how I've gotten to basically know Maruti Mamabolo, and wow, what a humble man, what a welcoming man, and what a skillful man, and what a gifted man.
So Maruti, tell me about this, the resistance that you had when he called you. And then he said to you, come. And then you were fighting, meaning you were fighting with the spirit now. When you don't want to go, but you feel there's something said you must go. What happened there? I mean, what happened? What actually convinced you now finally said, no, I'm going?
You know, so here am I. I've prayed about it, and God says yes. And I say, God, no, no. First of all, I don't know where I'm going, and I've never, I don't know whether this man serves water, he does this and that, or he's called a papa in his church, or whatever the case is, you know. So I'm fighting, but as I am praying, the Spirit of the Lord says to me, yes, there is that unstoppable connection and that great force. You know, that just pulls us together, you know, even when we conversate, because we started to have some conversations, some telephone conversations and things like that. And I realized that the physical impression that I had was not, it was just my interpretation, it was not him, you know. He's casual like that, and I enjoyed the fact that even though the Lord has blessed him and has gifted him much, he does not carry pride with him, but humility. He's approachable. We laugh and we talk. You know, he understands people. He is not prideful because of the ministry, the great ministry that he's leading, or the radio station that he has started, or the, you know, all the businesses that are under his mentorship, you know. So I ended up saying yes because I felt that it can only be God. It can only be God upon this man, because whenever he spoke, I realized there was a great connection with the Spirit of God in me and the Spirit of God in him. So that connection was like that of Maria and Martha, you know. There was that great kick, you know. Not the same kick that he had in 2008 at reform.
I hear you. So now, tell me, Maruti, about this sporty of this sporty and the boots. I mean, remember, like, just imagine at the conference where there are pastors. Now he comes wearing the sporty and. and I mean,
you know, eventually that actually taught me something.
Mm.
That he's himself. And I think sometimes he you see, if you understand Maruti Mamabolo very well, you'll realize that he's not a person who likes the spotlight.
Mm.
You know, he likes poetry, not spotlight. You know. So I think that was one of the ways of him actually, you know, disguising to be called to the pulpit to minister. You know, I believe it's one of the things, because he would sit right there, you know, that AGF hall, where we hold our conferences as the AGF pastors, the SADC region.
Yeah.
It has some form of a second floor, but, you know, or what do you call those things?
Yeah.
Upper
room. It's called upper room. It's upper room.
Some sort of an upper room, you know. Some people are here when we minister and the other people are up there, you know.
Mm.
So he would take a chair and he would move up there, you know, and he would stay just there on top, you know. And it fascinated me. But at the same time, I learned, you know, that he does not want to conform to human standards. He's himself, you know, and that is very impressive for me, because at times people pretend for the sake of wanting to be accepted.
Mm.
You know, people sometimes, they wear even shoes which are painful just to be accepted.
Yeah. You can't do that.
You know, people, you know, they paint some things that make them to, they make smiling to be very painful just for them to be accepted.
Mm. Yeah.
You know, some people wear things that that makes even blinking to be very difficult.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just for them to be accepted. So I learned from him wearing like that at the time. Was just to say, this is how I am. I am simple, yet God has given me an extraordinary gift.
Mm.
And I simplify myself in order to mingle even with the general people, even to the Joe that is next on the street, you know, things like that, you know. So that is something that he reaches for a lot of people. He can talk to people that usually we do not want to talk to. You know, there's a guy that he talked to. We had a conference, and we were in Hamatsi, I believe.
Mm.
And there was this guy that is mentally unwell called Matume, you know.
Mm.
I believe it's called Matume. Am I right?
Yeah, it is Matume.
Yeah,
Messi knows him.
Yeah, that he invited over to our table, and... you know, because in most cases, you know, people that are unwell, mentally, we don't want to associate with very well, because sometimes they forget to take a bath, you know, things like that. They forget, you know. So as a result, sometimes they don't, their perfume is not so welcoming, you know, things like that. But the love that he had, and it was such a genuine love even for people like that. And I thought, there's a heart of God in this man.
Mm.
You know, and so that's one of the things that I believe I am constantly learning from Maruti Mamabolo, that he does not want to look important, even though he is very important.
Mm.
You know, he likes to look simple. He likes to interact with people which are, you know, people which are sidelined and overlooked. You know, he'd go in there and he'd talk to them and he'd make them feel valuable, and he actually made, you know, so he's that type of a man. He can reach a man up there on the horse, and he can reach a man down here on the valley.
Yeah, ne. I hear you, Maruti. I hear you. So, Maruti KK, tell me about this miracle money. Hello? Is Maruti KK still here or disappeared?
Well, it seems like there's another miracle happening. Miracle vanish.
Yeah, it's miracle vanish. So let's try to get him back again. So we can continue together. We will sign off, but we need to finish this before we sign off. Let me just get him again. I don't know, maybe sleeping or something. I don't know. So let's just try to get him.
Yeah.
Let's play this song. We are unable to get him. I think it's technical issues. But let's just continue. Mercy and Mruti, Pat, we will continue. Yeah, so let me just read this part that I have. And then we will say last words and we will sign off. It is awesome. Okay, let me read. In 2010, he got married to Beryl Lewea, who is supporting the vision and the ministry called God is Alive Ministry did not last due to lack of communication. The same year, 2010, he graduated with electrical engineering. This part is missing, I think. In 2011, he worked with Pastor Raymond Ricotto. In 2011, he moved to Reform Fellowship Church from Peniel International. So after arriving at Reform, the zeal of the calling that God placed in him was too much. And the same year, 2011, he started preaching at the street houses, house to house, and all over. And the ministry called by the grace was formed. And the ministry started preaching gospel with the late Lazarus Maake, T. Cheiras Mangena and Hesimutombeni in brackets Maskosana and Moses Rowland. In 2014 he met the colleague Lucky Mulauzi and sort of became friends, Mukhotsi. The ministry called by the Grace Ministry was launched. And the same year, 2014, he met Evangelist Yempopela and Evangelist Munisi. In 2015, he met Apostle Philip Makube. He is staying with his wife in Rubber Ridge, Gauteng. Yours in his kingdom, John Mamabolo, and he signed it. Now, that is in short what I can say as I was reading. Now, I just want to say, as we will be signing off, like when I check on Facebook, 100 people, they have commented or posted on my wall. And I want to say officially to everyone who took their time to wish me happy birthday on my timeline, I want to say to them, I thank you very much. And you made my day. And to, by the graces of all, to Mercy and Maruti Pet, I appreciate everything. And to everyone by the Grace team, on by the Grace group chat, everybody who said happy birthday to me, I will not forget my wife. And everybody who did that, I want to say thank you. It's been awesome. And we will continue to celebrate. We are hoping for more souls on our next assignment at Lenasia in Gauteng on the 21st until 23 September. It will be awesome. We will be eating cake and drinking cold drinks and dancing kwaza kwaza and so on with the Gabriel's garment. You know, Gabriel's garment. And it's awesome. I don't know, Messi, what do you want to say? Maruti, what do you want to say? By 9:30, we will sign off. The time is 9:22. We left with 8 minutes to sign off. It's been awesome. So, yeah. So, what may I see? What's your last word? Mercy?
Well, it means the miracle has happened again.
Mercy? Okay, I don't know. I don't know what happened, Maruti. In this 8 minutes, Murut, I give it to you.
Yes.
And
I think they are eating the cake already.
Yeah, no, I think so as well.
Yeah, well, I just want to say, since I have gotten to know and to meet the man of God, Muruti John Mamabulu, it has been a great learning curve, and it has been an experience that I would repeat over and over again because of the lessons, the laughter, the unity, the familyhood, the brotherhood that we have developed, you know. And I would just like to say, may God just continue to shower you with His grace and with His greatness. And may He remove every foe on every side for you, and everything that is the desire of your heart, may He meet it, you know, and may He continue to use you mightily, you know, and give you long life, you know, you and your wonderful family. I know that you just went to see your mom this weekend, you know, and I know that it would have been lovely for Bishop to listen to us live on radio.
Yes.
And see the gospel being preached and moving forward, you know. But I know that there is still more to come, and there is still more greatness to come, because the Bible says, "No man has seen, no eye has yet has seen, no ear has heard what the Lord has in store." You know, for you and for the wonderful family that you have, Mrs. Mamabolo, and your children all over the world, because you are a father to many, many, many children. Some of the children are even older than you.
Yeah, I hear you.
But you're still a father to them, and you show so much of fatherhood, you know, to so many people, and we are grateful for that. And even for your wife, for allowing you to work for God, and for allowing you, or for sharing you with us, you know. We also thank her for that, because it's very, very important. Had it been somebody else, she would not allow that, because there's so much time that we take. And we take that time because we need you in our lives constantly, you know.
Yes.
You mentor us with By the Grace Ministry, and you are involved in so many projects, you know, as a CEO, as a president, as a founder, as a manager, as a specialist, as a radio presenter, you know, as a preacher, as you know, so many things that you're so involved in. You got us so many blessings, so that for every toiling that you've been doing, for every hard work that you put in, it would have great fruit moving forward.
Yeah, no, I hear you, Mo.
Yeah.
We appreciate.
So we are very much grateful, and I'm saying this also on behalf of the entire team here By the Grace. You know, we are saying happy birthday to you. May you have many, many, many years to live, and may you many, many great years, many blissful years and blissful years, in Jesus' name.
You see, Murudi, I need to get Messi and KK. They promised us that they're going to sing a song.
Maybe now, that's why they ran.
Yeah, but I need to find them anyway. As I find them, let me just play this song. So I need to get them as well. Let me just sing the song. Let me just play the song that's saying, Sigijima, and then I Gijima, and then I get them. There's no other way. So I want them to sing. They promised. Promise is a promise. Let's do this. There's no other way. I had to get you back again. So I'm going to get Pastor KK, because he can't just disappear like this. You disappeared. You thought I'm not going to get you again. So let me just do this as I get the KK back. Muruti, there was no other way. You disappeared as we were busy here, wanted to ask you a question. Now you disappeared, but we thank God because we got your back again.
Okay, sorry man, my line got disconnected. I'm not sure what happened. I got disconnected.
Yeah, so we excited because we got you again. So we will be signing off to our show. But it was a great show indeed. And we have enjoyed as we were meditating. So I wanted to ask you, I wanted you to tell me about the miracle money. But unfortunately, you never heard me. You disappeared when I wanted to understand about this miracle money, like that. How this process of actually what happened? Yeah.
Minding my own business, you know, just and diggy, my phone yet work. And well, nobody had promised me at least at that time that they would deposit something into my account. So then, my phone gives me an SMS or they deposit into my account. When I check there, it's normal. My business is a miracle, man. I don't want to know who did it. It's God. I said no, I don't. It is God. Because if I want to trace it, the person will take it back. It's God. It's a miracle, man.
Yeah, ne.
I said, no, I've been hearing that there's miracle money, and then here is a miracle money in my. But then I tried to check the SMS, it says no from the. It is the grace of God gave me that. And that's when I knew, right, man. It's Mirudi. Then I immediately contacted Mirudi. I said, hey, Mirudi, I'm seen by the grace here. I'm seen the grace of God. The miracle man is just landed.
Yeah.
And then that's when Mirudi said, no, it can't be. I don't know how that happened. Because I entered the correct account number. He dropped the call. He verified. I don't know what happened because he punched the correct account number, but it landed into my account.
Yeah.
It landed into my account, and I didn't really know what happened. That's why I remember we finalized it in Mutur. Hey, no. You know what? This is next assignment. I'm with you guys.
Yeah.
I'm with you, because for me it was not about also about money, but it was also about something that God was confirming in the spirit.
Yeah.
You know, that's when I began to say, this thing, that's it. This miracle money is something.
Yeah.
May it happen in Jesus' name. It was Rosa Rosa, and it went very well.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, truly speaking, it was, for me, it was a miracle in a sense that it confirmed something in my spirit as to the call that God wants me to unite and to be one with by the grace.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah, but otherwise, I'm still calling. I'm still waiting for more
miracle money.
So as soon as you can do the miracle money, then God, you can drop that. God will be blessing you as you're ever doing that.
Yeah, no, that miracle money, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I must say, yeah, miracle employment. More cono da drop a seed. Miracle money, miracle.
It can happen.
Yeah.
Oh, Jesus. Amen.
Yeah, it is awesome, and it is time to us to we can do this until one, but I think it's 9:34. So it is awesome. It's been awesome. So reason being why I had to bring you guys back again is, Messi promised to sing. Muruti KK promised to sing as well. Pastor Pat promised to sing as well. So I so we yeah, I don't know. Let's just sing for
give it to you.
I don't know. Which one is that one? Twitter tai lukisa kiri anong
yeah so I think this Messi is our official spokesperson. I think she can also be our singing spokesperson if there is such a thing. So Rona, we support her on the song that she's going to sing. We are behind her.
Twitter, okay.
Let's do this one. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Yes. Happy birthday, dear pastor. Happy birthday to you.
It's awesome. Okay.
let's
we
just
ask how old are you now?
Yeah, well, I'm 21 today, so I'm excited.
You know, when today. You say you want to ask how much or how old is he? Give one of my music video. What's the fuck? What? Just okay, Mohalim, to yell at Lucas Maluma. Ari, I was offended on that one.
Okay, let me just play this song. We will dance it together, and I will come back. I will say bye bye to everyone, and then
okay.
Let's just hear the song.
Murena,
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 Murena, Murena, Murena, Murena, Murena, Murena, Murena, Murena, Murena, Murena, Murena, Murena, Murena, Murena, Murena, Murena, Murena, Murena, Murena, Murena, Murena, Murena, Murena, Murena, Murena, Murena, Murena, Murena, Murena, Murena, Murena, Murena, Murena, Murena, Murena, Murena, Murena, Murena, Murena, Murena, Murena, Murena, Murena, Murena, Murena, Murena, Murena, Murena, Murena, Murena, Murena, Murena, Murena, Murena, Murena, Murena, Murena, Murena, Murena, Murena, Murena, Murena, Murena, Murena, Murena, Murena, Murena, Murena, Murena, Murena, Murena, Murena, Murena, Murena, Murena, Murena, Murena, Murena, Murena, Murena, Murena, Murena, Murena, Murena, Murena,
It is awesome. It is awesome. It has been awesome. Yeah, it is being awesome. It is awesome. Now, it is quarter to 10. I think it's time to sign off. My last word I can say, I thank everyone on Facebook, WhatsApp, who wished me happy birthday. So we will continue. This month is the month that will continue celebrating my birthday and together with the Women's Month. So tomorrow, same time from 6 until 9, we will meditate again. My guest as well, they will be joining me as well. I think tomorrow we need to talk about, we were supposed to do it on Friday, Muruti, if you remember. Mm. On Thursday. What was that? A woman who feared the Lord is to be praised. Yeah, tomorrow we will talk about this as we continue to meditate. So, but now, Muruti KK.
Yes.
Your show is still pending. Different Colors One People is still pending.
Oh, yes.
And our listener are excited for the show.
Yes.
And, yeah. But it's been awesome. It is awesome. So, yeah.
The waiting is over. My program is well packaged now and then. As soon as before they even notice again, it will be in their ears.
Yeah. So it is awesome. So what's the last words that we can say to our listener by the Grace Radio station that bring hope to the hearts and soul of the people, just for a soul. So what is the last day? The last words from each one of you as we will sign off.
Can we do gentlemen first?
Yeah, well, because it's Women's Month, what can we say?
Yes.
Yeah.
You know, I like Murutiwa the fact that in Women's Month we must always remember to put women first, eh?
Yeah.
You what?
Okay.
Yeah, we must put women first. Yeah, women can lead, women can start. And there's nothing wrong with that. So, we are putting women first. We appreciate women. That's why we allow you an opportunity before the miracle can steal your words.
I will start. Okay, let me say. To the listeners, we shall meet kwa Gauteng, kwa Lenasia, kwa Thembalihle Fixed Rank. Daddy, then be true, ne?
Huh? What do you say?
The 22nd.
I don't know. You must tell us.
Okay, on the 31st, yes, of September, we'll meet at Thembalihle. Thembalihle, I want a 90-year-old in sure, so how? Okay, and... And then, okay, thank you, Maruti. It's always been a pleasure being with you. And Mara, you guys grill me too much. I like to vent with you, but yeah, you are too much at times. Eh? And then, okay. Thank you. Thank you for the opportunity to be part of this wonderful show. the birthday celebration, ya Muruti Mama Avulo, it was wonderful, like, it was nice, and then God bless, eh? Thank you.
Well, now that we put a woman first.
we have honored women, so we can come afterwards, yeah. So that we are not labeled insensitive.
Yeah.
Let women go first.
Okay.
So, from my side, I would like to thank our listeners. Listening to us from different places, different countries, different ways of listening. We thank you so much, and we honor and love you so much. And to my pastors, thank you so much once more again, Muruti Mndebele, that side, Bea Leboga, Siyabonga Mfundisi. And to this Missy Kotlasi, thank you so much. We love you so much. And to our birthday, Muruti, we are still saying, we are still enjoying until month end. In fact, until next month, because next month on the 6th is my birthday. So,
yeah.
We are just carrying over.
Yeah, we're just carrying over. It is awesome. It's going to be awesome.
Yeah, so thank you so much to everyone. It's such an honor and a privilege to be on the show. We enjoy, especially to equip the saints, to strengthen each other, and, you know, doing everything just for a soul. So we love you so much, and God bless you.
Amen. I think a miracle happened again because my words, it seems like they miraculously vanished. You know? And I'm sure somebody received them on the other side and spoke them.
It must be Pastor KK.
I'm a miracle receiver. I received miracles.
So I just want to say, the book of Jeremiah chapter 32, verse 26, I believe 26 and 27 says, the word of the Lord came to Jeremiah saying, I am the Lord, the God of all mankind. Is there anything too hard for me? So I just want to say to every listener that is listening, there is nothing too hard for God. It doesn't matter what you might be going through right now, but we believe that if we can hand it over to God, as he says, cast your cares unto him, for he cares. You know, God cares. It is not too late. Your situation can turn around instantly through God. You know, he's a miracle working God, and it is never too late for him. All things are possible through him. So we are just saying tonight as we sign off, God loves you. It does not matter how far you have gone against God. It doesn't matter how far you've gone south. There is still hope as long as you are alive, and God can restore everything that has been stolen. So with these words, I'm just saying, our wonderful listeners, we love you so very much. You've taken your time to listen from all over the world where you are. We love you, and God loves you. And Muruti Mamabolo, we continue to celebrate your birthday. And may people all over the world, if they want to send you things, they are more than welcome. I say so.
Amen.
Yeah, so it's been awesome. So let me just say this word to our listener. If you want to read more about this man that we were reading, it's a www.johnmamabolo.org or www.bythegrace.org, and then you go to the different ministries, you'll find John Mamabolo there. You can read everything. It's a lot. We didn't read too much because it's a lot of stuff there. So if you want to see that poetry that Murud was talking about, you can visit that website. You will see that poetry there, and the boots, they are there as well. and it's been awesome. By the Grace Radio loves you as well, everyone. Tomorrow, same time, we will meditate. Now, it's going to 10 o'clock. We pushed almost 4 hours to this show. But it is awesome. It was awesome indeed. To Mercy, I thank you for giving us your time tonight to celebrate and join with us. To Pastor KK, I thank you as well for your time. Murudipet, I thank you for your time as well for joining me and celebrate my birthday with me. It's been awesome. I don't have much to say. I'm just waiting for the next assignment. And it's going to be awesome. And it will be awesome indeed. I think we are signing off. And it's been awesome. And yeah. Thank you, Jima. And then we sign off.